To America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. No, have not been furloughed. But I know some people who were furloughed, made it to work on Monday. I mentioned that I had some friends that work for the Department of Defense in various capacities. You've heard me mention one several times on the show. And there's another as well, one in Washington, one in Philadelphia. They both were told over the weekend that they would be coming back to work. There are still many people that are furloughed, and there still is no solution to this crisis as we're into week two. So lots of people had many things to say about Obamacare and defunding it, or the Republicans' idea in the House, and where we were headed because early enrollment kicked off last week. So we thought we'd take a look back at that, some of the conversations that we had there. Also, the D.C. incident, the woman in the car who drove from Stamford, Connecticut, down to Washington and apparently thought that she was going to somehow get in to see the president, tried to ram through a barrier at the White House, ended up dead as a result. Her family upset, saying that somebody should answer for this. Why did they shoot at her? She wasn't armed. That's the latest on that, but we'll take a look back at exactly what happened there and the fact that she had her child with her, too, as well. But the newest stuff happening, as far as the government is concerned, is the fact that you've got some federal workers who are back at work while John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is digging in. And he's not the only one, saying the House is not going to pass a bill to reopen the government officially until the president agrees to negotiate. He's not going to pass bills to do anything of the sort, especially when it comes to the debt limit. And here's the thing. He said he's waited all weekend long, and here we are into another week. He knows the number. He knows what to do. And he hasn't contacted me whatsoever. While Chuck Schumer, longtime senator, Democratic senator from New York, is saying, why don't they just put it on the floor on Tuesday or Wednesday? Why don't they do that and see if the votes are there? Because Democrats say they think they could get a clean bill. They believe that there are enough people that would vote for the bill to reopen the government. In fact, they released a few numbers late in the day on Monday saying that 195 Democrats and 21 Republicans are ready to vote for the bill. So let's go. Let's take a vote. Now, we all know the story here, and I'm going to just hammer this deadline into your minds because I have it circled on a big calendar, and I've been talking to a lot of economists about this, and we're going to have some economists on the show in this upcoming week. But Congress has to raise the debt ceiling before the October 17th deadline. Otherwise, we've exhausted completely. We're done with our borrowing authority, if you will. If we don't, then we default for the first time. Did you realize this? We would default for the first time officially in our history. So how about that? How does this end? Does this end in a negotiation? Does this continue to go the way that it's been going? Or at the last minute, is there some kind of maneuver? I would have to believe that there is some kind of a maneuver. It's interesting, too, because, you know, I am the poll princess. So the latest poll to kick in at the start of the week was this one, saying that most Americans think the government shutdown is causing a crisis or major problems for the country. It's a CNN ORC International survey showing that slightly more people are angry at Republicans. Remember, I kept saying, who do you blame for this? At Republicans than Democrats or President Obama at this point for the shutdown. The numbers that just came out show 63% of those questioned say they're angry at the Republicans simply for the way they've handled the shutdown. But the Democrats are not getting a free pass. 53% say they are also angry at the president, and 57% of Americans say, you know, the Democrats are not dealing with this crisis well. So needless to say, there's plenty of blame. I think that what this shows is there's plenty of blame to go around for the nightmare that has ensued that has now affected some people. I've mentioned this before, people on vacation, people coming from other countries. And you could poo-poo that, but think of what we have to offer, the treasure trove of liberty, the Declaration of Independence, our museums that with incredible treasures that we house, the Constitution Center, the Liberty Bell, Lady Liberty. It takes forever, especially since they just reopened, to get tickets, by the way, to that. So if you're the poor person who went to get the tickets, yeah, they might tell you you can turn them in, you can get tickets again at a later date. But when are you going to be back in New York City when you're coming up from Ottumwa, Iowa, or you're traveling from somewhere in Florida, or you're coming in from Texas, or you're coming in from another country for that matter? It doesn't do you much good. It doesn't matter that they would honor the tickets because you're not going to be able to necessarily get to New York just like that. So the frustrations are running high. The frustrations are running incredibly high at this point over what's going on with our government and whether or not we're going to smash our heads against that debt ceiling or something will happen at the last minute. Somehow, some way, something happens to change the game. One of the pawns moves out of the way, perhaps. Maybe that's how this all ends. But I know it'll come down to the waning moments. I really, really believe that what we're going to see is this is going to continue to carry over, maybe up until the 17th, which would be absolutely incredible. And not the way I would have predicted this would have happened, looking at this when the crisis first kicked in, when we first hit that October 1st deadline, and that was it, and Monday came and went, absolutely nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. As I mentioned, a lot of people coming up had thoughts about Obamacare and what it was going to do to the country, and besides, along with what was happening to the country and the government. And Texas seems to be kind of ground zero for supporters of Obamacare, where at least an emergency hurricane shelter has been set up. But there are plenty of people who are not about Obamacare in the Lone Star State either, because you've got 6.1 million uninsured people that have decided to sign up for health coverage. It's interesting. So the program, the early enrollment program, which kicked in, created a spike in insurance rate, and it led to the failure of some of the insurance exchanges. And part of that is because of Texas, because they didn't set up an exchange. So they've had to pour in more money, $11 million more in federal grants into Texas to pay for what they call the insurance navigators to help people enroll, while the city of Houston, for example, donated a hurricane shelter to Enroll America, which is one of those nonprofit type groups that's associated with the presidential campaign. So, boy, it gets interesting, doesn't it? And then it gets interesting. They say it's 1 in 4 Texans don't have health care coverage. So anyway, Obamacare, is it crippling you? Is it helping you? Are your premiums going up? And what about those deductibles? Stay with us. Much more to come on this edition of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
By the way, as long as you're paying some taxes, friends, 80% of the government, as I've said, is funded by us, our money. And every time we blow it, every time they blow it, the people we elect, they're burning a hole in all of our pockets. So think about that. If you think, well, you know what, it doesn't really affect me right now, I'm sick of it, so no movement in the shutdown. It's like I pick up my Wall Street Journal this morning, you know, stumble outside. No movement in the shutdown. Well, no kidding. It's not a surprise. Nothing is happening. Obama, congressional leaders, meet, meet, meet. But nobody is backing off the budget stance. Nobody is willing to do that. And then it becomes a question of, I guess in a sense, I mean, do you lay the blame across the board? Do you lay the blame on the Democrats in the Senate or the House Republicans? Or, you know, are you just kind of sick of it all? Is it all just white noise to you now at this point? So thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, you can, you can. Came to the right place, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. David in the UK. Hello, David.
Hiya, Kate. I wanted to talk about this subject, about the shutdown of the government and Obamacare and the behavior of the GOP in general and the Tea Party faction in particular, if that's okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go for it.
Well, to begin with, I hear a lot of people saying, well, it's nothing to do with me because they have a nice warm place to live in right now and they don't have to worry about paying the mortgage because they still got a job or they still got a pension or they still got medical insurance. But a whole bunch of people starting October the 1st suddenly didn't have one, not just government workers. And by the way, these government workers are members of Congress. These are people who do jobs like cleaning and picking up after people in parks. And these people suddenly have no job. And I hear people, well, they had government jobs, they got plenty of money stashed away, and That's just nonsense. They have no empathy. They have no idea what happens when somebody suddenly loses a job. But beyond those people, there's a whole bunch of people who lost their job or lost their, or about to lose their business because they have peripheral businesses and jobs that support these kind of organizations, like the national parks, like the Empire State Building, like the people who work on the ferry that ferry people back and forth from Ellis Island. Suddenly they're told to go get unemployment benefits. And it's nothing to do with me, and the government should be shut down, and they just never think it through because there's a whole bunch of people suddenly thrown onto the unemployment rolls for no fault of their own. And that really annoys me, more than annoys me, but I'm not allowed to use that kind of language on the radio.
No, listen. I agree with you. I agree. People don't understand. But you know what I say? I'm going to let you go on, but what I say is, it's the middle class of the government workers who are getting messed over with this. The people who are living check to check. It's the people who are supporting the people who have the higher pay grades that are making the big bucks. Yes, absolutely.
But here's an inconvenient truth. Spoiler alert ahead. You ready?
Yeah.
What we now call Obamacare, and is the reason that the Tea Party faction in general is holding the whole country the hostage, it's actually not a Democratic plan in the beginning, in the first place. The Democrats proposed a single-payer option. And while Barack Obama and the Democrats were negotiating 2 or 3 or 4 years ago about this thing, they decided to negotiate, come to an agreement. And they came to an agreement, and they adopted, with very little change, the actual program that the Republicans had proposed in the first place. It's not a Democratic plan. It's not Obamacare, although they conveniently started labeling it Obamacare as some sort of way to paste the blame on him, and eventually took the joke and said, you know what, I don't care, call it Obamacare. And so now most of us call it Obamacare. A poll was recently taken, unpartisan poll taken, and a whole bunch of people who support the Affordable Health Care Act don't support Obamacare. Go figure, right?
I know. I think we played that. Yeah, they don't understand. Yeah.
For the American Taliban to hold the whole country at hostage because they don't want to continue with business in the government, and put a gun at people's head and say, we don't care whether you can feed your children next month, we don't care about your car payment or your house payment, we're going to have our own way, and there's something less than 25% of the GOP. They're a small faction inside of in the Grand Old Party. And it's about time the Grand Old Party grew a pair of testicles and told these people to sit down and let the adults take care of business. Because otherwise, we're heading for a serious disaster. This is the beginning of it. And if they keep it up, when we start talking about the debt limit, well, it will be an economic disaster, not just for the United States, but it could very easily spread to the rest of the world. I'm speaking fast because I know that you're on a time limit, but I really would like to expand on this someday with you. But a little bit of empathy for the people who have just lost their jobs, please. And please don't tell me that all these people are on food stamps don't work. Something like 40% or 47% of the people on food stamps now, before this October 1st, were already on food stamps because they can't make enough money in the full-time jobs and the part-time jobs they're now taking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You can't wag the finger in all those directions. Yes, there are certainly people that fit the stereotype, but David, you're right. There are so many that don't. That's why food pantries in so many neighborhoods, suburban neighborhoods, are drained. They can't keep up because people can't keep up. I love it. David, so passionate. Thanks for the call. It's David Wright. Would you blame the Tea Party on this? Are they holding the Republican Party hostage? Is it their fault? Is it their fault? A Fox News poll showed that while voters oppose defunding the health care law, they say implementation should be delayed, and a majority want all or part of Obamacare repealed. 91% disapprove of Congress. 49% disapprove of the president. And everybody disagrees on ways to resolve the government shutdown. So one thing that is true, and here's what I think, And it is Obamacare, because they've adopted it. It's you can see when I say they, the government has adopted that. It's Obamacare across the board. Even on literature, you see Obamacare. So here's the thing. Two different tales. If we're talking about just the government, right, and this shutdown, to me, I blame everyone across the board, and I've already said that, because it's the same old politicking. And we've had this 10 years in a row where we haven't had a budget come October 1st. It's nothing new. It happens every single year. And this has got to be a big part of what a lawmaker is supposed to be able to do. But it seems as though it's an afterthought. And then it's the panic. We hit the panic button. The Republicans, if Obamacare, which there are many people, David, that are seeing that Obamacare is killing them. That so-called middle class. Some of them are seeing the premiums are going up, 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 up. And the same with the deductibles, which will be crippling to a lot of people. So let's say the jury's out. A year goes by. To me, I think you go through implementation. And if it crumbles the way it's looking like in some areas, then the Republicans would win the prize because they could say, listen, you can't afford this anymore. Everybody's getting killed now. Look what's happening because of these premiums or whatever. So the defunding approach wasn't a successful idea, I don't believe, anyway, from the beginning, because the numbers weren't there to vote. The numbers weren't there in the votes. So all it succeeded in doing is closing down the government and affecting some of the people that David was talking about, some of the people who can ill afford to not have their job. It's not the fat cats that are living off the government, that are high off the hog. I think the government's way too big, way too bloated, and there's too much repetition in some jobs. If they would audit themselves, they could trim the fat even that way. But there are plenty of people, support people, the staff, some of the people he was talking about, that absolutely have jobs that are necessary, that are there, that are the ones that don't, that's why I keep saying that, the ones that don't make the money are the ones who are getting the brunt of this. They're bearing the brunt of this chaos on Capitol Hill. So maybe it comes back down to who you blame since David opened that back up. Gonna let you hear that hot mic segment and hear what Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul had to say to each other earlier today. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-KATE.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's 855-266-5283. Earlier in the day, Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul had a little bit of an exchange thanks to a hot mic. Here's what they said when they thought nobody was listening, and it's a conversation about what's going on with the budget. Check it out.
2 p.m. second.
I'm all wired up here.
I just did CNN. I just go over and over again. We're willing to compromise. We're willing to negotiate. I don't think they poll tested. We won't negotiate. I think it's awful for them to say that over and over again.
Yeah, I do too. And I just came back from that 2-hour meeting with them, and that was basically the same view privately as it was.
I think if we keep saying we wanted to defund it, we fought for that, but now we're willing to compromise on this, I think they can. I mean, we're going to win. I know we don't want to be here, but we're going to win this, I think.
All right. So Rand Paul says we're going to win this. You heard when he went up to Mitch McConnell, he said, oh, I'm wired up, I can't come over. And then he went and had the conversation, and McConnell said, I just spent 2 hours with him, meaning the president. And he said, you heard Rand Paul say, well, they must not have poll tested this because it's not looking good when they keep saying we are not going to negotiate, we're not going to negotiate. meaning the Democratic line is not playing well, and that you and I, because they poll test what's going to work with the masses, it's not working with us, so more people will blame the Democrats than they'll blame the Republicans for what's happened. So that does set up the question, do we blame the Democrats for this? Do we blame the Republicans? I said it at the top. Who do you blame for this? For me, it's across the board. I don't understand the whole budget process, that why we allow it to constantly be the same old groundhog thing, the scenario when we know it's coming up. And sure, if things were tricky and once in a while that happened, but it's not once in a while when you're not moving the needle for 10 years and you get do-overs three different times. It's ridiculous. And so who pays the price? Well, a lot of people pay the price, including you and I, because we're funding whatever is happening with the government. Rest assured, we're funding it. And this is no way that I want my tax dollars spent on this nonsense. And every day, it's the same thing on the Hill. So no legislation is going through, not really. What about the serious conversations about some of the serious problems that we're having here in the United States? Immigration, the borders, for goodness sake. Pretty big, I'd say. Have we straightened out the visa mess completely yet? That's on a shelf. It's not the only thing on a shelf. The Keystone XL pipeline, what's going on with that? Are the Chinese taking that over? Are the Canadians tired of dealing with the waiting game with the United States? What's the final word? A through Z. Hardly any laws were passed this time around. And when this Congress wraps up, they'll be lucky if it's 20. I doubt it's going to be 20. Part of it is wasting the time on the budget when it should have been dealt with long before, the day before the budget drop dead date happened. That doesn't make any sense. It's like I say, don't, you know, how many books are there on goal setting, tackling the problem, setting the table? Who moved my cheese? I mean, there's so many, I can spout them off. So, is there goal setting on the Hill? No. All we do is react. All we do is react to things that happen, and that's what's happening with our lawmakers. Just reaction, 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 reaction. And there's an inherent danger in that. And the danger is, as David said from the UK, we got the debt ceiling looming. And the debt ceiling is nothing to trifle with, and it's something that will affect not just the United States, but it will affect other countries too as well if we go down this path. So hundreds of thousands of federal workers are on furlough for another day. No deal on the table. House Speaker John Boehner said after meeting at the White House, the Republicans continue to want to change the new federal health law, the Affordable Care Act. Democrats won't agree to any kind of changes. The president has said he is willing to compromise on wide-ranging budget, on a wide-ranging budget deal, but only after Republicans take steps like repealing, you know, responding rather with some serious action instead of the same thing that we're seeing again and again and again. And coming back to the table and forgetting the whole idea of changing the health law and then get ready to work on the limit. Get ready to work on the limit. I think we're going to smash our heads into the debt ceilings, but I think it's going to happen there. And that's pretty frightening, I got to say. Pretty frightening, because then you can't, if you're not working for the government, you can no longer say it's not affecting you. So how is this going to end? The Department of Health and Human Services has exceeded its limits in terms of funding required to implement the federally run exchanges in states that don't establish their own. And any funding beyond what was allocated, what was budgeted when it was passed, is tied to specific timelines and budgets and all that nonsense, approved by Congress and the administration. So there's no expectation that there is any kind of a blank check for implementing the federal exchanges. So there's going to be problems with this. We already know that. There were no funds. The health care law didn't provide any money specifically for HHS to set up a federal fallback exchange, because when the law was passed, most of the lawmakers thought that most states would be setting up their own marketplaces. But they haven't done that. The cost of the operations for the federal exchanges is just another rat hole. It's another black hole. The exchanges have to work. They have to be able to verify what people earn. That's a huge problem. Now it's self-reported information to determine who's eligible, because they can't tell. So there isn't a verification for an individual or household income. So there's no checks and balances at this point. Nothing but problems I see down the road with that. Nothing but problems. So why the defunding in the first place? I don't understand that. And while the drum keeps beating on Obamacare and affordable health care, what do? One and the same. There's a glitch watch that's going on. So with the approval rating so low, and with the chant that the new healthcare law isn't fair to all people, there's a couple of different fires that are burning all over the place. And then on top of that, at the Capitol, as if they needed something else, and we're going to come up in our next segment and talk about this, a woman's killed by the police after a wild D.C. car chase. Say it was completely chaotic. And, of course, the second it happens, there are some people that were on talk radio that were saying that, well, this is a Tea Party nutball who's decided to make a statement by flying past the White House. And nobody knows any of the motivations. In fact, there was a child in the car. And then there are other people saying that this is just a mentally ill person who's been listening and paying attention and freaked out by everything that's happening with the government stalemate. And then there's others that say she may work for the government. So little by little, some pieces are starting to emerge. But the people that were there and saw what happened say it was just a crazy, crazy, chaotic scene. It's a very busy time, and all of a sudden, busy time for people kind of milling about. And all of a sudden, you just hear gunshots. You see so many cop cars around that Capitol building. It's already locked off with tons of patrols. The last time I was there, I couldn't believe how many I saw. And that was just a year ago. So the commotion started with this police chase on Pennsylvania Avenue for about a mile and a half. I mean, that's pretty wild. Just have that go for a mile and a half and end up near the Capitol. We're going to let you hear that next and talk a little bit more about that, mix in a few other things. Stay with us here on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play. Let me see what spring is like.
That's what it sounded like today in D.C., anywhere near the Capitol. That'd be kind of creepy for people who were running out of Starbucks or a restaurant or one of the downtown hotels. It was kind of a busy time, even though things are shut down in a sense in D.C. There are still people milling around all over the place doing other jobs, believe it or not. Here's what Congressman John Lewis, Democrat from Georgia, said about the Capitol shooting and what he heard.
The very moment when I got to the bottom step, the police officers came running saying, go back, go up the step, go back in, get in the building, get in the building. I didn't see anything, but I saw many, many police officers running toward the building where I was planning to walk to.
Yeah, pretty scary to think about that, isn't it? I mean, here we are with the debt ceiling and what's going to happen and no budget and what's going on with the paychecks, and what does the shutdown mean for what's closed and what's not, and the fact that we've postponed the jobs report, of course, and a few other things have been postponed, and we sit and wait and see what the effect is on the economy and how this is going to continue to roll out this drama in D.C., and then some real-life drama intervenes this of the serious sort. We're talking about a mile-and-a-half car chase, which is absolutely amazing that that happened. Only thing I can think of is, you know, as much as they're ready at the ready position to deal with something, they weren't really ready to deal with this pursuit and then wild gunfire afterwards, because, hey, you got to stop that car. This is the president's house, the Capitol, all that kind of stuff. The car chase started near the White House and ended at the Capitol. The fact that there was a young child in the car and was then that child was put in, you know, protective custody is so, so sad. And this is an investigation that's going to go through New York City and Stamford, Connecticut, because this is what this woman was doing. This is where she was working as a dental hygienist. You might have heard that at the top of the hour with our, in our conversation rather, with Jeff Holtzman. So a 1-year-old child, thank goodness, unharmed. And this was a black Infiniti that was the weapon. First, there was a security barrier, then the Secret Service office near the White House, and then a huge chase down the famous D.C. streets. And there's some pretty wild video that was taken minutes near the Capitol, you know, later at the Capitol, showing the car backing into a police cruiser before the chase started again. Gunshots were all heard all over. And finally, she was shot by the police just a few blocks away. She died. The police cars are a bunch of damage to police cars. Why did this happen? And why did the woman drive from the White House and toward the Capitol? What provoked that? What was the idea there? It's not an accident, certainly. It doesn't seem to be an accident. I don't believe they can rule that an accident. There's no question about it. And they're trying to speak to relatives and trying to figure out what could possibly have started this. They're saying maybe some mental illness. But you do something like that in D.C., you're done. I mean, there's no way. You are done. And by all reports, she didn't have a gun. She wasn't firing back or any of that. But she certainly was causing chaos, swerving in and away from cars, and then it ends at the very end of the Capitol, really. And there was a Capitol police bulletin that came out that said reports of gunshots had required all the people in the House office buildings to just shelter in place. So that had to be kind of freaky for them. They might not know all the details, because the details were slow in coming. And you know, to have that happen while this is going on, it is freaky. It is, you know, where does your mind, what do you assume naturally has happened here? You know, the whole thing about assumptions. And, you know, did she just flip out? She had a history, they believe, of mental illness. Had a history of that. So is that playing a part into whatever it was that was going through Miriam Carey's head? 34 years old. Her mother said she suffered from postpartum depression. She had a 1-year-old in the car, so think about that. A little girl, unhurt, thank goodness, because with all the shots and all that other stuff, that could have ended even more tragically, for sure. They were waiting for a search warrant, the police were, to go into her apartment and see if they could find anything out in the apartment. There was a Capitol police officer who was injured. It was treated and released, however, so not anyone staying overnight, thank goodness. And if you went by the scene a couple of hours afterwards, because this happened at 2:12 in the afternoon East Coast time, you still would see that black Infiniti rammed into a barrier outside the, that's when it started, outside the White House. She rammed into the barrier. But you would see the car at 2nd and Constitution Avenue still afterwards so that they could go over the whole car and whatnot. 5 cops surrounded the stopped car with their guns drawn. And the suspect wasn't listening to what they were saying and sped off. And once she got to the end, there was no way. They were shouting at the driver, screaming at the driver, and nothing changed. So they followed her, and then that was it. Ramming a Capitol police car, stopped by a barrier near the Senate building, and they were authorized to shoot. So that's exactly what they did. They started to fire, which is why it's a miracle that the kid wasn't hit. She hit a couple of police cars and then was stopped in her tracks when she got to the Capitol building. And all the senators who could hear it and were around described it as just that pop, pop, pop sounds. That's what they could hear, but it was really chaotic. Chaotic for the people who were just going about doing what they were doing and thinking, wow, I can't believe this is happening, because they weren't expecting any kind of an eruption like that, certainly, and lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. So Miriam Carey was a suspect. She was suffering from postpartum depression. She was gunned down in a heavily guarded and dramatic scene, a chaotic scene. Very, very sad, especially seeing pictures of this woman and trying to make the leap and saying to yourself, wow, really? But it's true. Now, what can they find out that may piece the picture together a little bit more to try to have a better understanding of what was happening in her mind and what made her do what she was doing? Was she, you know, was it just postpartum depression? Was there something more to it than that? I think if the family's saying, hey, history of mental health problems, postpartum depression, has the one-year-old in the car, it's pretty obvious there's something to that, or that's not what you would get there. You wouldn't get that. So wild. I mean, incredibly wild. A lot of you, by the way, sent emails, including this one from Jan, who said, my goodness, people need to get a hold of themselves trying to ram cars through barriers and leading the cops on a wild chase can only lead to disaster in the end for the person who's driving the car. And that's exactly what happened. The person in the end is dead. And it's lucky you didn't have more bystanders hit, too, because there was a lot of bystanders in that area. If they had, you know, ricocheting bullet, something else, and it would have been, all the conversation would have been about innocent people who were hit by ricocheting bullets that were being fired in the direction of the person who took off in their car and was using it as a Miriam Carey and was using it as a weapon. If you want to shoot me an email, you can do that. All you have to do is go to americatonight.net. While you're there, click on Facebook and Twitter, and just like that, you are connected to America Tonight.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.